Hello, my name is Madison.
Hello, my name is Breton.
In today's podcast, Escaping the Unimaginable, we will be discussing the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, an American slave.
The author of this book is Frederick Douglass. He was an American slave for many years, but escaped slavery in Maryland on September 3, 1838. After gaining his freedom, he became a social reformer and an abolitionist for African Americans. During this time of being a leader of abolitionists, he began a movement to end the practice of slavery before and during the Civil War.
Before digging deeper, we want to give you background knowledge of the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, an American slave. The book begins by telling the reader that Frederick Douglass was born into slavery, separated from his mother after birth. But she would take long night walks to visit him while he was sleeping. Many believed his father was his master, Captain Anthony, who was a clerk of Colonel Lloyd. Frederick and many other slaves on the plantation he worked on were starved, beaten, and brutally overworked. Throughout Frederick's life, he was passed around to several plantations. One in particular was Hugh Auld in Baltimore. This was where he was able to teach himself to read and write. This is also where he began to create a hatred for slavery, which led to the plan of his escape.
Douglass ran into a problem when he was sent to work for Captain Anthony's son-in-law, Auld. Auld sent Douglass to stay with a man named Covey soon after. Covey was a cruel man who would mentally and physically destroy his slaves. Douglass found himself losing his drive to want to become free, and he also lost his love for reading as well, and also writing. He was able to overcome this issue by fighting off Covey in a physical fight. Douglass was then sent back to Auld's plantation, where he was able to collect money over time to plan his escape that he successfully made to New York. As a freedman, he became a part of the abolitionist movement and married Anne Murray.
While reading this narrative, I analyzed that the book had an informal structure. Frederick wanted the reader to be able to comprehend the book as easily as possible, while still being able to tell his life story.
He tells his life story in chronological order for the reader to be able to retain the events that took place throughout the book.
The book, The Life of Frederick Douglass, relates to Frederick's narrative, Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl, written by Harriet Jacobs. In the book, Harriet says, "If you want to be fully convinced of the abominations of slavery, go on a southern plantation and call yourself a Negro trader. Then there will be no concealment, and you will see and hear things that will seem to you impossible among human beings with immortal souls."
Frederick also portrayed this message in his narrative. He wanted the reader to understand the cruelty that him and other African Americans went through.
The book, Up From Slavery, correlates with the narrative of Frederick Douglass. The book quotes, "I have learned that success is to be measured, not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed." When I hear this quote, it takes me back to all the obstacles Frederick Douglass went through in order to succeed.
I would recommend the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass to all Americans, young or old. The emotion Douglass used is not only poetic, but moving and captivating as well. It also allows the reader to understand how far society has come and how much more needs to be done to ensure equality for everyone. The narrative gives the reader a perspective of how truly horrifying the lives of slaves were and the long-term effects of this awful time. I believe Douglass used great literary devices to help the reader understand the writing on a deeper level, as well as add emphasis and clarity. Overall, this book gave a firsthand account of what it was like to be a slave, and in this case, what it was like to escape.
When I read this book, The first thing I thought was, wow, this guy has some serious courage and determination. Throughout reading the narrative, it became the most enlightening book I have ever read about the horrific account of slaves before the American Civil War. This narrative is to the point, honestly written, and very interesting. He used imagery to connect the readers as one and to feel his pain he went through, as well as to get the reader's attention on such a horrific topic.
This book was a very good read, in my opinion, but I do believe Douglas left many gaps in the book. He left the reader asking many questions due to the lack of information he could give because he wanted to protect private information of ones involved in his life.
In my opinion, everyone will always have something negative to say about anything, no matter what the topic is.
Right, I agree. Literally, no matter what it is about or how good it is.
Frederick wanted to tell his story, so he did. No matter what others' opinions on it could have been, he wanted to tell his truth, and I respect that about him. Yes, he may have left the reader with unanswered questions or not gone into too much depth with some of his stories, but overall, I think it was a good, well-written book.
Reflecting back after reading this book, I wouldn't change anything. I think Frederick Douglass exemplified his life story very well and described it in good detail that allows the reader to deeply understand it better.
Same. While looking back at all the hardship Frederick faced and how he emotionally told his story, I wouldn't change anything. He wrote this narrative based off of raw emotion, and that should never be changed.
I believe this book teaches the reader of the awful times that black men and women had to go through and all the hardships they battled. It shows the lesson on how the world has evolved in fighting equality and how much more we have to go.
This book taught me lessons about slavery more than any history class ever could have. In my opinion, this is a good read for anyone, and I think everyone should be required to read this narrative in school. It puts a whole different perspective on slavery, as well as horrible they were treated. It shows lessons of sacrifice and courage.
We should put slavery in the past, but never forget all the horrible things African Americans went through to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. Each race is equally the same, and no one should be judged based on their race or ethnicity.
Thank you for watching this episode of Escaping the Unimaginable.